My horsemanship without a horse. My horsemanship without a horse. Today we would call it my car without a car, or my motorcycle without a motorcycle. Or we would call it all sorts of things of that nature. But what do I have as my horse? What is my horse? My horse is how I move around. My horse is my body. Yes, my horse is my body and how I live in my body. What I do in my body, what I think in my body. My horse is how I live wherever I am. And that's what really matters to me. How do I live wherever I am? How do I live wherever I am? What sort of life do I have? Do I look at all of the outer effects and say that that is my reality? Do I look at all the things that go on in my life and say that's my reality? What is my horse? Well, when I ride my horse, I get on my horse. First, I come up to my horse and I say, "Hey, you great guy, you wonderful guy." And I make friends with my horse. I make friends with my horse and I say, "You're just fantastic." And my horse whinnies to me and says, "You are too." And we make a wonderful team, a wonderful partnership. And then I get on my horse. I get on my horse in the correct way, and I ride my horse in the correct way. I have my feet in the stirrups in the right way. I have my saddle in the right way. I have everything in the right way. And then I decide to do the various things that my horse can do. I ride in such a manner that I am comfortable. I canter, I walk, I run, I do whatever I wish to do, but I do it harmoniously. I'm in synchronization with my horse. We have a body, and our body is a very beautiful body. It's a very well-designed body. It's like a horse. It is well fed, it is well taken care of, it is well curried, it is well handled. And when I get on my horse, when I get in my body, when I wake up in the morning and say, I say to my body, I say, "Good morning, body, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're marvelous." And my body says to me, "Hey, yes, I am just that." And then I react with my body. I do all the nice things to my body. I curry my body. I wash it. I brush my teeth. I prepare myself for the day. I do all of the beautiful things that put me in harmony with my body, that put me in harmony with my wonderful horse. And if I'm going to ride my horse for this day, I would like my horse to be well shod. I'd like my horse to be well curried. I'd like my horse to be well bridled and saddled so that as I ride, I have full control at all times. And if my horse shies away from something for a moment, I'm always in control. It does not throw me. If my horse steps on something sharp or if my horse steps on something that is untoward for its benefit and it protects itself by reacting, I am ready to sit tight in the saddle and ride properly. When I hear attitudes about my body, from it being too hot outside or too cold, when I hear attitudes about my body from telling me that it is not well or it is well, I immediately do something about it. I immediately say, "All is in divine order." I immediately say, "Hey, body, we're riding this together. You're a healthy horse. I have fed you the proper foods, the beneficial foods. I have given you the beneficial place to be and the beneficial water. I've given you everything that's to your benefit." And my body says, "Yes, that's true." Well, now I want you to react in that way. I do not want you to take on any of the conditions of the world about you. I do not want you to be disturbed by the heat, disturbed by the cold, disturbed by anything. And my body says, "Oh, okay." And so it stands there untouched by the world about it. It stands there untouched by what's going on in the world about it. And as it's untouched in the world it's going about, it is just as happy as can be. It is just as happy as can be. And it loves to be loved. It loves to be loved. It knows when it's being loved. If you are frustrated with the horse, it knows when you're frustrated. If you're happy with the horse, it knows when you're happy. If you're joyous about the horse, it knows when you're joyous about it. It is just a happy being. It is a very happy being. And you are a very happy being. You say, my horsemanship without a horse. That's true. My horsemanship without a horse. My body is my horse. My attitude is what drives my body. My attitude is what tells my body what it's supposed to do, how it's supposed to act, and how it's supposed to live. My attitude is are my reins. My attitude is my saddle. My attitude is my curry brush. My attitude is the feed that I give to my horse, the feed that I give to my body. My attitude is what runs my world. Now, I know lots of people who are excellent horsemen. Katrina Suter down in New Zealand, she is just being a fantastic horsewoman. And she and her horses just go together like everything is in perfect harmony. She loves it. She loves it. We have a neighbor lady who is a horse lady, and she has horses, and she brings people's horses to her little ranch. And they come there with horses that are not acting properly. And of course, it's really the owner who's not acting properly, because the owner is not expecting from that horse what that horse should be giving the owner. And so the owner is having a tussle with the horse. But my neighbor, the horse lady, she shows them how to be harmonious with them in the perfect, wonderful way. And she says, be harmonious with them in the perfect, wonderful way by doing what? By being absolute master of the relationship she has with that horse. Now, when she is master of the relationship she has with the horse, everything is in divine order. When she is master of the relationship that she has with the horse, now this lady has people bring their horses to her little ranch, and the horses are acting up, not being happy. Now, it's the people who own the horses who are bringing this out of it. It's their horsemanship that lacks. But this lady lacks nothing in horsemanship. She is always harmonious with the horse. And she tells the horse, hey, I am your master. Let's get along now. And so it makes expectations of the horse. And the people who bring their horse say, wow, you are wonderful. You are a horsewoman. You can do these things. So fantastic. I'm just amazed and delighted how you can handle these horses, how you can work with these horses. You are just fantastic. And so she does. She handles them beautifully because she is in control. The horse lady has the right attitude. Katerina has the right attitude. Katerina has always loved farm animals and farming, and she's always loved nature, and she's always loved everything that is beautiful. And she's given her whole life over to being it. The horse lady has given her whole life over to being a horse lady. And her horsemanship, you can be sure, is without a horse sometimes and with a horse. Because she does this with her cats and her dogs. She does this with her mother and her father. She does this with the people who come to visit her. I live in my body, and my body always reacts exactly as I expect it to react. My horsemanship without a horse is as exquisite as a person who is a master in horsemanship. Because I am a master of my body, because I'm a master of my horsemanship, I live a happy life. And being a master, it means that I have a good attitude. A good attitude about my life, my body, my horse, and all the things that I'm doing. And insofar as I do that, I am the happiest person you could ever imagine. Because I like me. Because my horsemanship is without a horse, but my attitude is with my body, with my life, with my affairs, with my world, with me. And as long as I have a good attitude, as long as I like myself, as long as I like my world and like everyone that's in it, then I am the master. And I live a happy, joyous, fantastic life, because that's all that I know, and that's all that I care about, and that's all that I am. This is my reality. This is my reality today, and this is my reality forever. And I love it. I love it. I love it. What a wonderful way to live. What a wonderful way to be. What a wonderful way to live my life. And this is how I live my life today. And it's a great experience. It's a great and a glorious experience. And I am there now. Join me in my horsemanship without a horse, because that's what life's all about. We're horsemen without a horse. We are masters of everything in our world, and we are masters forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.